Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC for Friday. There's a former Webster City resident who is now living in Europe in the Czech Republic who has a brand new book that has just been released as of this week. It's called Duncumgel. It's my pleasure speaking with Kent Wills, who's the author of the book. And Kent, very good day to you, sir.
Thank you, Pat. How are you?
Well, not too bad today. So let's find out a little bit about yourself. You lived in Webster City at one time, so let's hear the story about Kent Wills.
Yeah, I grew up in Webster City, born in Hamilton County Hospital. My parents had me later in life, so my father was 44 and my mother was 42, and I was actually born an uncle. I went through the Webster City school system. I was very active in sports. I always had a love for writing and reading. And after graduating from high school, I went to the University of Iowa and I majored in journalism.
And that has prompted you to write this book in a way about, it's kind of fictional way, about a family growing up, right?
The Duncumgel, right?
That's the book I'm talking about. Yeah. So Duncumgel, what's it all about there, Kent?
It's a story about a woman that's like in the last year of her life, and she reflects back on an entire lifetime. And, she was a member of the Greatest Generation, which are those people born between 1900 and 1925. So she's kind of a reflection of that generation. And in this case, she happened to be my mother. And, since it's a very kind of personal story, but I consider it biographical fiction because I had to kind of come up with the, through imagination, the stories, what the characters might be thinking, how they might feel. So even though it's based on real events, it's really fiction in a lot of ways.
So this is your first book. It came out this week from Amazon there, Kent. What's been the response so far?
And yet, I was going to also tell you, Pat, this is actually my fifth book.
Fifth book?
Yes. So, this is my fifth book. So I've written like four others. And so far, it's been a very positive response. I just released it yesterday, but I've gotten all kinds of great feedback.
Mm-hmm. Just curious there, Kent, what kind of feedback have you received?
A lot of it is like people who personally knew my mother, and they were just really excited that a story was written about her. And also just, the fact that it's from, the area we grew up in. So a lot of people, I think, can personally identify or relate to that.
I see. And so the books just went on sale yesterday, and you can order it through Amazon. Do you plan any sales, like maybe here in the North Central Iowa, there, Kent, for the book?
Can you repeat that, Pat? Didn't hear that.
Okay. Do you plan on selling the book maybe here locally, here at maybe some libraries or so?
I would love to do that. I'm close personal friends with Josephine Fletchall, who used to work at the library for many years, and she talked to me in the past about putting my books in the library under like a local author. And that's something I'd really love to do. And I'd love to come back to Webster City sometime and, have like a book show and be able to talk to people, like a meet and greet.
Indeed. So I know Josephine Fletchall very well. Of course, active in the Democratic Party as well as involved with the Ligonier Voters for a number of years. Kent, why the title Duncumgel? Give us some insight on that.
Well, my mom was a Duncumgel, and she grew up in Duncum, and I think it was really a strong part of her identity. She was always very proud of the fact that she was from Duncum, and that was her hometown, and like many of us were very proud of where we grew up.
And, of course, Duncum is a town just between Fort Dodge and Webster City in the eastern part of Webster County. Kent, let's talk for a moment. How can people order a copy of your book?
Oh, how can you order a copy?
Right.
Yes. And just to let people know, like, I'm writing under my pseudonym, which is Jack Wees.
I was wondering how you pronounce that last name, Jack Wees.
Yeah, that's like a story in itself, because that goes back many years when I was younger, and I got a job walking beans. And it was actually with Tom Chelsvig, who you probably know.
Absolutely.
And my friend Brian Shea, he introduced me to Tom. He said, "Tom, this is Kent Wills," and he said, "Glad to meet you, Jack." And he said, "No, it's Kent Wills," and he says, "Glad to meet you, Jack Wees." And ever since then, all my close friends have known me as Jack Wees. And what I did in the, if you look at the last name, I used CZ as the last two letters, which represents the Czech Republic, because you know that's the public CZ.
So that explains the whole story right there. But if they want to order a copy of the book about Duncan Gal, they can go to the Amazon website, right?
Sir, Amazon. You can put in Duncan Gal, the title, or...
Mm-hmm. So just go to
and you'll be able to find all my books that I've written.
Sounds good. So again, go to Jack Wees on Amazon.com, and you can order the whole selection of books.
And also on Facebook, I've added a link so people can just... I added a link in Growing Up in Webster City, so people can just click on that, and that'll take you directly to the book. And you can order, and it comes in three formats. It comes in an ebook, a paperback, or a hardcover.
All right. What's the price on that, there, Kent?
I think the paperback is $650. No, that's the ebook is $650. The paperback's $9.99, and the hardcover is $16.50.
All right, so some various price ranges for the book Duncan Gal by Jack Wees, alias Kent Wills, in Webster City. So, again, pick up your copy. It should be some good reading for the summer season. Kent, did you have anything else for us this morning?
Here's like something interesting I don't know that I could just mention to you briefly.
Sure.
When I was younger, I also used to be an actor, and just recently, a Japanese man has contacted me, and he's writing a book about my old studio in Hong Kong, because I did six movies in Hong Kong, and this is actually like the third guy through the years that has done an interview with me. Because our director in Hong Kong, Thomas Tong, was a very famous director in Hong Kong. So it's amazing, but like 30 years later, I'm still getting contacted about the movies I was in.
Fascinating. So you've been all over the globe.
Yeah.
Hong Kong, Czech Republic, and...
Yeah, I've traveled to 70 countries at least, and I've worked in at least 10 countries.
That is so amazing there, Ken. I applaud you for this. This is the first time I've heard about that.
A few months ago.
Yeah, interesting.
That was...
Mm-hmm. So again, if they want copies of the book about Duncan Gal, please go to Amazon.com, get your copy, whether it be by paperback or through ebook and so forth. So, Ken, thanks for the interview this morning. We sure appreciate the time.
Pat, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm very happy that you're doing so much better now.
Well, thank you very much. I sure appreciate the information there. Kent Wills, my guest on today's Community Corner Show.